This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Listen live, take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
After the hour, it's Christmas week. It's the first of 8 days of Hanukkah. The Hanukkah is a very interesting tradition. If you know anything about the Jewish world, the Jewish tradition, the Jewish religion, the Jewish faith, ethnicity of being a Jew, all that stuff, and it happens at the same time. It's interesting because, for me anyway, I find it compelling that most of the major religions that have problems with each other all celebrate their holidays around the first, the same time of year every year. Although Hanukkah sort of seems to, it isn't consistent. Like, it's always December 25th for, and the Kwanzaa thing, I think, happens at the same time. And Easter is not necessarily on the same day. But it's around the same time.
And Hanukkah's around the same time every year, too. It just
right.
differs by
sometimes
day,
earlier
so.
In December.
Yeah.
Right. So Hanukkah is the Hebrew word for dedication. Dedication. Jewish celebration that lasts 8 days, 8 nights, commemorating the rededication of the Second Temple in Jerusalem, or at least according to the traditional beliefs, a miracle occurred that allowed oil to light a menorah for 8 days when there was only enough oil for one day. It pretty much is the same theme as Jesus having one fish and being able to feed how many people. Remember that story from the Bible? One fish turned into all the fish that was needed. And this is sort of a play. Most religions have that same sort of a story in them one way or another. So the holiday starting on a different day every year, as it follows the Jewish calendar, not the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar is what we use. On each of the 8 nights of Hanukkah, there's a new candle added to, and it is lit after sundown, and that is only accepted on Friday, where the candle is lit before sundown. A night candle is called a shamash. Is that how you pronounce it? Shamash? I should have some of my Jewish friends to explain all of this. My Jewish knowledge is not deep, although I've been very close.
You have two in-laws who are Jewish, right? A daughter-in-law and a son-in-law.
Yep,
both
right,
your kids married Jewish people.
Yes, they did.
So you and should so learn more of this stuff.
Well, I've been around. I've had, frankly, a lot of the women that I've been involved with in my life have been Jewish. And I think that that they were more ethnic Jews than they were religious Jews. And I don't know, this is something, though, that I think most Jews hold the Hanukkah is, of all of the traditions that I know about, anyway, the one that seems to be the most holy, or the one that they typically are most engaged in. So anyway, the holiday celebrates the miracle of the oil, and foods are fried in oil during these 8 days. Latkes, potato pancakes that have onions in them, are eaten during the holiday, most often by Eastern European Jews.
That are the most delicious.
Latkes,
oh my god, it's literally flat potatoes.
Yeah, I saw your daughter-in-law post that she made her first batch of latkes. They looked good.
Yep. I'm going to her mother's house for Christmas Eve, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of that stuff. Her father actually has a restaurant. He's a very good cook, among other things. He's been isn't it funny how people, as they go through life, They do things that change their lives oftentimes midstream. Here's one of the most successful writers and television producers in Hollywood who doesn't want to do it anymore. He wants to run a restaurant. So that's the wife continues being a television producer. The daughter is a television producer, but he wants to run a restaurant. So that's what he did. It's kind of cool, I think, when people just decide that they want to have a different life. And you certainly are entitled to that. There's no reason that you shouldn't. You got to do what you want to do. You got to do what you like to do. Your life should be full, especially this time of year, of vibrancy and love and stuff. Here's the popular media, the popular news media and the media in general, because the media, I always, Jennifer and I lock horns on this frequently because she keeps referring to it as the media. It isn't the media. The media encompasses all six of the, what they call the six estates. It happens to be television, radio, movies, and so and the news media is one of the things that are within the umbrella of the media. Daisy decided to tear a box apart. And
I was going to say, what is in the background? What's happening?
Daisy, what are you doing? Come on. Let me rip that apart. She looks at me. I should take a picture of that look.
Bulldogs and boxes. It's like a thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
My Charlotte used to rip apart. And they just rip every box apart.
Rip them apart. She was a very good girl, though, on the trip. She rode wonderfully. She was a great companion. She didn't know. She just came. She's a wonderful, just the sweetest, nicest, friendliest thing. Whenever she meets somebody like where I'm living now, it's a very quiet neighborhood right on the Santa Monica-Venice line. And we're about four blocks from the beach. And so last night we had our first walk around. And we have dogs and new dogs and old dogs. When they meet, there's always a very interesting dance that goes on. And we had a few of those last night. But she's getting so that she's, you know, imagine what you don't know. Here's a dog. I told this story about where she came from. I rescued her from a puppy mill. She'd had two litters, been locked in a cage for 2 years, lived in her own squalor, had no training whatsoever. When I get her, she couldn't walk. And now she is, she tears around the farm. She loves being around the animals. She's just living a life, and you can tell by her attitude that she's so thankful. You can see that in dogs. Like your dog, you're going through a tough time with your dog, Victoria, and I'm sure that when that dog looks at you, that dog understands how much love there is between the two of you. You can see it in their eyes. And so I'm very thankful. That's one of the things we all need to be thinking about, our blessings at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so where was I when I got off on that? Daisy started chewing on the block box. Where was I? What was my thought process as I went into that? You know,
I got stuck on dogs, so I don't know.
Well, the holidays and what we take, how it is that there's so much similarity. We want to fight about stuff, and yet all these religions and the times of year, it's so silly for us. It's just really silly. It's sad that we want to fight. There's so much fighting going on. It seems to be part of the human condition. There's a kind of a war on Christmas that goes on every year at this time, and
have you ever heard anyone saying something negative about Christmas? Or I hear this phrase.
Well, it depends on what you're. The war on Christmas is the war on religious Christmas. It's the war. It's people like me who say that this really isn't. You know, this was a pagan holiday that the Catholics grabbed, if you will. And it has nothing to do with Jesus. Jesus was born in March. Jesus wasn't born in December. But because there was a pagan holiday, and so, you know, if you say that, oh, my God, this guy is anti-religion and he hates Jesus, and nothing could be further than the truth. As a matter of fact, I made it my business when I was a kid going to, and even in, not in just Sunday school and being involved in a lot of church activities when I was a kid, but when I went to a school, I was very attached to my faith, to my sect, and learned a lot more. I took a lot of courses on religion. As a matter of fact, I think I took most every course on religion. That was what made, when I was at that event in Washington a couple of weeks ago, focusing on China. We're talking about Taoism and the religions of China and how unusual it is for the Chinese people to have so ignored their traditions, because one of the things that the history of China is built on are religious celebrations and religious understandings of how the world came to be. And with communism, it was all just dismissed. And so you wonder that some of the old time Chinese folks who were still around that were practicing Taoism and there were a number of other religions that were close to that that were practiced there. It was all China was about religion, and so the fact that it's been cast aside the way that it has is really pretty amazing. So anyway, you've got these 24-hour Christmas movie marathons on the Hallmark Channel, and they're not about Jesus. They're about Santa Claus, or they're about the spirit of Christmas, or the things that go on that aren't necessarily about Christmas. And so it becomes confusing for a lot of people. What does Christmas mean? Is Christmas about the birth of Christ, or is Christmas about Santa Claus and gifts? And where did all that stuff come from? And how did they get blended together as much as they did get blended together? I'm happy they did, because I think there's a tone in the air that is different at this time of year than any other time of the year. There's something about, even though it's very commercial, and you know, it's about food and all kinds of other things, but there's a spirit, there's a feeling, there's an energy in the air that, you know, is, I think it does, I think it permeates everything. And yeah, it's the time of year when, if you're running a store, you got to make your money, you may make your profits at this time of year, otherwise you're not going to come out of the year well. But there's a lot of this negative stuff about Christmas that I wish would kind of just go away. That's just my own. And I think a lot about my childhood at this time. I think most of us do. We think about our childhood and Christmas traditions and that sort of stuff. Kind of is what kept me together as a kid growing up, frankly. It's 19 past the hour. A focus on losing weight is Kellotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural, that is actually built around collagen protein, which is a very important ingredient to our health and well-being. Who discovered that? How did that come about?
Well, our founders and owners were nurses, so they were wanting something that would help people lose weight safely. You don't really need to be taking drugs and stimulants, especially if you have underlying health conditions going on. So they developed Kellotren. So if you've been listening to this for a while, you know this just comes around a few times a year, but it's unlimited. Buy three, get three free on the website, Kellotren.com, or you can call us, 1-800-325-4366.
The success stories are there as well. Read about them. Absorb the information. Buy three, get three free. Free shipping with the DJV code. Go to Kellotren.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is pretty good music to get you up and around. Lindsey Buckingham, former Fleetwood Mac singer and guitarist, returning to the stage this coming spring for his first concert since he underwent emergency open-heart surgery earlier this year. The operation that damaged his vocal cords when doctors fed tubes down his throat so he could breathe really messed up, though, his ability to sing, even in talk. The performance taking place at the Beale Street Music Festival in Memphis. The dates of the festival run from the 1st of May to the 3rd of May. You may remember that he had experienced a heart attack in the early part of the year, and at the time his wife said she didn't know if the vocal cord damage would be permanent or not. And in May, he made an appearance at his daughter's high school graduation where he played, but he didn't sing. Instead, the students sang Landslide. This is...
A song that will never not be good.
Fabulous song.
It's such a shame that their relationship just devolved into such animosity.
What can possibly be so bad about all the great music that they've created together? And how you can't get over it. It's all ego. It's most of the problems, as I said, we talk about the war on Christmas, or the war on this, and the war on that. It's all about ego, control. That's all it is.
Oh, I guess he wanted to. I saw Stevie interviewed about it, or about something else, and she mentioned it, or she was asked about it. She said he wanted to wait like another 18 months so he could tour on his own project instead of touring with the band, and they just moved forward without him, and they didn't. They wanted to get back on the road, so I guess
they give him $10 million.
I think 14 was the number that got tossed around.
Yep. The last time he played a full concert was December of last year. It was a solo show. He and his wife, Kristen, blasted the members of Fleetwood Mac, calling them awful people, void of conscience, and Mick in particular, a dishonest coward. I think Mick probably has moments of difficulties, I'm going to guess. Just watching his energy, I think he would be a little difficult. I think Christy McPhee could be a little difficult, too. I don't know about Stevie, but that's just the way they, to me anyway, they come across. Anyway, having said that, Kristen, Lindsay's wife, tweeted that Buckingham was seeing a vocal specialist. And in September, she wrote that life, love, and Lindsay are all great, thank you. Since Lindsay's heart attack, the Buckinghams have placed their Brentwood home on the market with an asking price of $29.5 million. They sold another home there for $19 million last year. So where are they moving to, I guess, would be
the
question.
Unless they're just selling now while they can make money and then buying another place in that area. I don't know.
Yeah. But Brentwood's not normally... I mean, Brentwood's okay, but it's not... it's not Bel Air. I'm surprised you get that kind of... It must be a very special house. I don't know the house, but it's a lot of dough for a house that's not on the beach or not in Beverly Hills. Willie Nelson up next at 26 after here on the DJV program. Willie and his son Micah and Lucas playing Jacob Dylan, who's Bob Dylan's son, also working together. Danny Harrison, obviously related to George.
George. Yeah, Danny Harrison is George Harrison's son. And then Amos Lee is not related to the rest of them, but all friends.
Yeah. They're teaming up for an all-star cover of Tom Petty's song, For Real. Petty originally recorded For Real in August of 2000, but the song wasn't released until this past February when it appears on the retrospective Tom Petty, The Best of Everything album. The new cover has been released as For Real for Tom. Accompanying the new song is a behind-the-scenes documentary about the recording of this For Real for Tom, which captures the good, strong family sort of vibe of the session. The documentary features a sweet moment when Amos Lee recalls watching Lucas Nelson record his father.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It could be worse. It could be snow. Of course, then folks would get the white Christmas they often desire, but it seems rain is going to be most of the issue for travelers on this Christmas week, especially across the South and up and down the West Coast as well. Parts of the South could get as much as 5 inches of rain today alone. Following last week's House impeachment vote against President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff is defending the commander-in-chief.
The reason this president's being impeached is because he's winning in so many ways. That's Mark Short on Meet the Press on NBC yesterday, saying that Trump was impeached because of a Democratic fear that the president could be reelected. Short says Trump was also impeached because he is winning when it comes to taxes, the economy, military funding, and a new trade deal with China. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. It's fabulous. This is Christmas time. It's the DJV program. How do you do? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. All of those things. I was talking about the war on Christmas. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off this week, and the ideas that we have are, these are universal ideas. I think what I was getting at, and I didn't get there, in terms of the war on Christmas, this business about happy holidays, and maybe it confronted me more as I travel across the country, and I have a story that I have to tell about a fabulous experience that could have been tragic for me. I didn't tell you ladies about this. I was driving from Dallas across Texas, and any of you who have traveled from Dallas down to El Paso on Interstate 20, you know you can go for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles without going by a town, a gas station, or anything. I mean, you're in the middle of nowhere. And the speed limit on the highway is 80 miles an hour, so that means people are driving 90, 95, 100. So I'm driving along and listening to the radio, and Daisy's sitting right next to me, and the car dies.
literally just dies. And I'm in the right-hand lane, so I felt that the throttle, there's nothing you can do. It's like being in suspended animation. So I drift off to the side of the road, and the car comes to a stop. I'm off the road enough so that I'm not in immediate danger, but I'm not way off the road because there's not much of a shoulder to the road anyway. And I get out of the car, and I'm thinking, I'm very perplexed because I don't know what the problem is. And so immediately upon me getting out of the car and looking toward the rear, toward the back of the car, a car pulls up behind me. It's not a police car. It's a guy in a red Cadillac. And he gets out of the car and he says, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Yeah, you sure can. I don't know what's wrong with this car. It was just serviced, and before I came out here, it's in perfect condition, or it seemed to be anyway. I haven't had any trouble at all, and now the car just dies." So he said, "Well, I'm an engineer. I got my tools, because I didn't bring any tools with me. We have a problem with the car on the road. These modern cars, you're not going to fix them with tools, per se." So he said, "Well, let's just take a quick look." So I opened up the hood, and the car, when it was serviced, you know how most cars today, when they put it in the shop to service it, they disconnect the battery. And so when the technician put the battery cables back on the battery, he didn't tighten one side. So it was just loose. And sooner or later, if you're not making a direct connection, those of you who know anything about battery connections in cars and trucks and whatever, if you don't make a direct connection, it'll wear out, the battery will go dead, or you won't have a connection and the car will die. Because unless it's a diesel-powered car, you have to have electricity in order for the spark to burn the gasoline, and so without the spark, the car dies. So the guy says, "Okay, the battery cable's loose, tighten it up." He said, "Get in the car and start it." Got in the car, started it right up, bingo, bango. And so I looked at him, and he was a really swell. His name was Albert Costanzo. He and his wife and daughter are on their way to El Paso for a birthday party. And in a short period of time, I learned an awful lot about this guy. And it really made me think about, I said to him, "You're Santa Claus as far as I'm concerned, pal." And we shared our little information, and I just was, think about it. You're in the middle of nowhere. Your car dies. If you call 911, you're in jeopardy. I got out of the car and was about to pull Daisy to stand beside the road, to get away from the car, because you never can tell what's going to happen going down the road. These cars are zooming by you at 90, 95, 100 miles an hour. So anyway, and the fact that he was thoughtful enough and careful enough and loving enough to pull over on that dangerous roadway to offer me a hand. Wow.
Yeah, that was very sweet.
Ah, fabulous. So, anyway, that's a story. I said to him and his wife and his family, "Merry Christmas." People are afraid to say that these days. For whatever the reason, it's so silly, the happy holidays and stuff, because I don't want to offend anybody. No, I don't really, I'm not, it's not about the business of offending someone. Why would you be offended, even if you didn't celebrate Christmas, if somebody wished you well? And that's what Merry Christmas is. It's a greeting. It's a way of saying, a loving way of saying, "I hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, a wonderful month. I hope your life is swell." That's what Merry Christmas means to me. So I'm not put off by people who say Happy Holidays. Matter of fact, I make a point of saying Merry Christmas to people, and I don't really, I'm not trying to get into their shorts, but you know what? If you're offended by somebody saying Merry Christmas, you need an adjustment.
Well, I think that there's nothing wrong with saying, I think that's kind of an odd way of looking at it. Obviously I'm not offended by someone saying Merry Christmas to me because I celebrate Christmas. But I also don't think there's anything wrong with saying Happy Holidays to someone. It's not an insult to Christmas.
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying people take it. Some people take it as, "Oh, I'm not celebrating Christmas." Well, okay, so you're not. I'm wishing you well. That's what Merry Christmas means to me.
Okay, well, that's what it... I don't know, maybe we're not understanding each other. I don't know. To me, it sounds like saying happy holidays is an affront to Christmas is what we're saying. That
no, I'm not saying that. You didn't hear me say that. I'm just saying that people who are offended by me saying Merry Christmas to them, you know what? I'm still wishing you well. That's what this
has
is.
Has this actually happened to you, though, where someone has told you that they were offended?
Yeah.
And what,
yes,
what was the circumstance?
I was in a store and picked up something that dropped. This lady dropped something on the floor, and I picked it up and gave it to her, and I wished her a Merry Christmas, and she snarled at me. She said, I don't celebrate Christmas. So, you know what, lady? I'm sorry for you and your pain, but I tried. I helped you. I picked the thing up off the floor because you couldn't reach over. You were too fat to reach over and pick it up. So I picked it up and wished you a Merry Christmas. That's all. That was it. That was an exchange of energy. And
well, that's on her then. That's
That's what I'm saying. It's
I've mistakenly said Merry Christmas to Jewish people, and they have, you know, been very gracious about it and said thank you, but we celebrate
as well
Hanukkah.
They should. Yeah, fine. That's the way to handle it. That's the way to handle it. It seems to me. Anyway, so I told you my story about what happened along the road. There were so many great stories and things that you can think about. For example, if you have a Christmas tree and you're wondering what to do with it after Christmas, Victoria has the perfect solution. This is a great idea, especially if you're along the beach, which is where it's perfect for Victoria because she lives on the beach.
Yeah.
So,
well, this
what do you
is
do?
Specifically in down in the Outer Banks where beach erosion from all the hurricanes is a real problem. And so people are saying that a lot of organizations are down in down along the Outer Banks are saying that you can give your Christmas tree a second life, and it's actually acting as a natural fence. And so essentially what they're doing, there are pictures of it, you can see along the, you know, along the fences that they have where dunes are, there's a lot of dune erosion that happens, and dunes are an important part of the landscape of beach life, especially on the East Coast that gets really hit and pounded so much with beach erosion and hurricanes. And so what they're doing is they're taking the discarded Christmas trees and they are lining them up all along the fences, so it acts as a barrier in between the dunes and the water. And so you can, you know, it's a very green way, very environmentally friendly way to dispose of your Christmas tree. And I'm sure all up and down the East Coast this is probably going to start popping up now. Because most of the time, Christmas trees, you know, you put them out onto the curb when you're done with them, and then they get taken, and some towns will grind them up and turn them into wood chips and for landscaping or whatever, and other times they just kind of sit in a landfill and rot, and it's just like throwing out vegetables and stuff. It's not good for the environment. There isn't enough air in those landfills, and so the gases get trapped, and that's a big part of greenhouse gas emissions and things like that. So this is a great way to recycle and give your tree a second life. And
I'm sure beyond the Outer Banks,
I'm sure we'll see more of this.
One of those composting things on my farm, did I tell you that? I think I may have told you. Starting a food compost facility to go along with the rest of the composting, because it is a great way to utilize stuff. It's like burning, it seems to me, all the trash in the world. There are several places around me now that are burning trash for energy. And it's working out very well. We waste so many resources. There's so many creative and intelligent ways. Most of the time, the only reason that they aren't successful is because somebody in government gets, you know, a thing, oh, we can't do that to the environment. You know what? You're making many more mistakes by digging holes in the ground and throwing stuff into the ground that'll never decay. That's a far worse affront to Mother Nature, it seems to me, than what goes on when you actually destroy waste and renew energy, use it for another. Because remember, Einstein said energy never goes away. It is converted to other sources and forms, but it doesn't change, doesn't go away. And that's something to keep in mind, I think, too, as we think about the relationship we have to Mother Nature and to planet Earth. That's something else to be thinking about. And winter solstice has begun. That's the next item to people aren't thinking about that. Hello. Wintertime started officially over this past weekend. And the weather so far this year in certain parts of the country has been horrible so early in the year. I was looking at snow totals. Really, there's a lot of... the good thing is that on the holidays like this, people love to take their families skiing. If some of the ski resorts are enjoying the most wonderful snow this time of year, and people are piling into their cars and driving for Christmas and New Year's to these places. I hope you have a great time. Be safe. But it's neat. It's very cool. Drinking water that you are putting into your mouth right now, is it killing you? We examine that on one of the current editions of the podcast, American Family Farmer Show. Go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. If you want to find out what's going on, the relationship between family, food, and the farm, that's what the American Family Farmer podcast is all about. I do this every single week. There's a lot of information on ag, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the current ones that's posted is your drinking water killing you is, we'll give you the answer to that. Listen to the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Hi, I'm shopping expert Claudia Lombana with tips for staying on budget this holiday season. Make sure to research each purchase to find the best deals while also taking advantage of all sales and store perks. In a heavy spend season like the holidays, you'll also want to make sure you're using a credit card that will help you earn toward future important purchases. For example, the GM Buy Power card from Capital One allows card members to redeem earnings toward the purchase or lease of a new GM vehicle. It also lets card members redeem earnings for statement credits of up to $250 a year for purchases of in-dealership certified service, parts, and accessories, or GM extras like SiriusXM subscriptions and most OnStar and Connected service plans. Plus, you can rack up earnings on everything you buy, including all of the gifts on your list, grocery bills for holiday hosting, and gas to get to those festive gatherings. To learn more about the GM Buy Power Card, visit buypowercard.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So other things that are going on, Victoria and Karen and I have sort of our tinfoil up, trying to figure out what some of the better things. This is really cool, Kara. This church that paid off $5 million in medical debt for 5,555 families. So where the $5 million come from, its parishioners? Is that where the money came from under the circumstances? The church not likely to have $5 million bucks. They're just sitting around, unless it's Joel Osteen's church. So the fact that there were all these people that benefited from it.
Yeah, these are the stories that I love to hear around Christmas, around the holidays. Yeah. I would love to hear them year-round, but it's just, I don't know. So we were talking earlier about kind of what does Christmas mean and what's the story behind Christmas. And I don't really care that much about the history of Christmas, but I care so much about how people use it and what people do with that time of year. And this is what people should be doing, is helping
other people. The Christian Assembly Church in Eagle Rock, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, said it raised enough money to pay off the medical debt of all these families that are in the greater Los Angeles area. And because of this group, imagine that as a Christmas gift. Think about the medical bills that a lot of people have.
To not have that stress anymore.
Not have that worry
Amazing.
Anymore.
Yeah.
What a great Christmas. That is a great Christmas story and a great Christmas benefit. God bless you. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight.
How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Money Pit time. I want to talk about what to do with your Christmas tree. Tommy got some ideas on that line. Tom Kreidler is a co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. You can subscribe to their Money Pit podcast, which I will tell you is well worth your time and effort. You can catch that anytime you would like to on iTunes and Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeart. It's the same. We have ours available on all of these sites, TuneIn Radio. That's the place I go, tune in, to listen to a lot of this sort of thing. So Tommy's got some answers to some questions for all of us after we study this new generation bringing home ownership back into what they consider the American dream. Here's Andy Solomon with the answer to those people's questions about what they aspire to do regarding home ownership.
According to a new survey from Freddie Mac, Gen Z is having a more positive perception of what it means to own a home than millennials at the same age, with 93% seeing it as something to be proud of. David Brickman, CEO of Freddie Mac, explains.
Our survey finds that Gen Z clearly aspire to own a home and understand the advantages of renting. A majority hope to become homeowners sooner than has been average for prior generations, and they've expressed a preference to live in medium-sized homes in the suburbs.
Although these results are good news for the housing market, they also highlight the challenges many in Gen Z will face.
Rising home prices, difficulty saving for a down payment, job changes, and student debt will all remain obstacles for those in Gen Z looking to purchase a home. However, our survey shows that this generation is more financially educated than previous ones and clearly understands the benefits of homeownership. Gen Z is optimistic and believes they will overcome financial challenges to own a home in the future.
For more information, visit FreddieMac.com.
So let's see here. The Money Pit and the recommendations for what to do with the things. Now, I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, Tommy, but when people are done with their trees or people are done with boxes and all the wrappings and stuff later this week, what happens? What should happen? What are some of the ideas? If you go to moneypit.com, you must have ideas. People, there was one suggestion that trees be given so that they can help stop beach erosion. And there are a lot of towns that grind up the trees. So what do you advise to people who are asking, what do I do with all this stuff?
Well, I think you're right. You shouldn't just be tossing out. If you have a live Christmas tree and Christmas has passed, you ought to be finding a place to recycle. And a lot of towns do pick up these trees and turn them into mulch, which is a great use for it. The point is just don't put it on the side of the road. You know, try to find a recycle program. If you contact Earth 911, they have a directory every year that lists all the recycling programs across the country. The other thing about this time of year is a lot of folks are changing out electronics. In fact, there's more electronics that are changed out this month than any other month because everybody's getting new ones for the holidays. So think about recycling those gadgets. I know that we were looking to pick up another iPhone for one of my kids, and I was interested to see that Apple will offer rebates, significant rebates too. You know, the really old one, $50 up to, you know, $200, $300, $400 for a newer one, if you ship back the old phone to them. So why not do something like that? Don't throw it out.
Yeah.
You know, just recycle it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so there are times when you may have a question about something going on in your home and you don't know what to do about it, you can always go to moneypit.com or you can call them 888-MONEYPIT anytime, day or night. Tommy answers the phone, what do you want? leave the question, they'll answer it on the air and they'll send you the answer. Here's a question from John. His question, is there a way to keep snow from forming at the edge of my roof? Well, it's not really snow that's forming at the edge of your roof, it's ice, right?
Yeah, that's right, because, you know, where the roof overhangs the exterior of wall of your house, that area will freeze. So what happens is, if you don't have enough insulation, the underside of the attic sheathing among the rest of the house gets warmer, melts the snow, it runs down to that edge and freezes. We call it ice dams. So you have to have adequate insulation. You have to have good ventilation. And if you're replacing your roof, you need to have a material called ice and water shield, which goes under the shingles and stops any of that backed up water and ice from freezing and leaking into your home itself. So those are the best ways to do it. Now, if you just want to do something after the fact, there's also heating cables you can put at that edge, but they are expensive to run. Straight resistance heat.
Yeah, right. They are expensive to run. All right, questions anytime to moneypit.com. Check out the podcast that's there, moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here with Doug Steffen.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.